Here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you very much for joining us. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a lot of things going on in the news today. Of course, President Trump announcing his officially announcing his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election. And so that has gotten some, news surrounding that, like Ivanka Trump saying that she doesn't plan to campaign this time with her dad. She's going to stay out of politics and we'll just support him from a distance. Also, words coming out that he may not even hire a campaign manager this time around. So I've got some thoughts about that later. Poland and NATO both now say that Ukrainians' air defense is likely what caused the deadly blast. Remember, there's a couple of missiles that hit Poland. So escalation fears have eased now that Poland even says, no, they think that that missile came from Ukraine. It was a stray Ukrainian missile as part of their air defense. It was not a Russian missile. So there's good news right there. Terrible story here. 25 LA County police recruits were hit by an SUV. There was a driver was driving the wrong way and apparently ran into these recruits who were on a training run in LA County. So a terrible story right there. Rick Scott, we mentioned yesterday, was one of the top stories. He was challenging Mitch McConnell for the Senate leadership role, and Mitch McConnell was able to beat him back. So apparently it was a historic challenge from Rick Scott, but not enough. Mitch McConnell, we will continue with the status quo of Senator Turtle being the Republican leader. Darryl Brooks sentencing, he's, man, this guy, he's the one, remember they attacked the parade around at Christmas time, drove into the crowd, and apparently he was very defiant before his sentencing, and compared himself to Jesus, even, in his sentencing. Yeah, the guy that, boy, this guy. A House panel is weighing in whether to seat a Cherokee delegate in Congress. Cherokees are pressing a case that they should have their own delegate in Congress, the Cherokee Nation. So a House panel is starting to weigh in on that. That would be interesting. There has been discussions in the past that, you know, we've got all these members of Congress, and well, members of Congress represent reservations. Like reservations will encompass part of a congressional district. What the Cherokee Nation is saying is they're saying we should have our own basically congressional district. And one part of their argument is that, you know, they're their own territory. They should not be incorporated within, say, Arizona or Oklahoma or something like that. So by having a representative from Oklahoma representing them, that's not right, because like a representative from Oklahoma wouldn't represent part of Texas. That's their argument. Arizona has executed a man for a 1980 killing just hours after the Supreme Court rejected his appeal. Iran is handing out more death sentences for the anti-government protesters that was going on. More of that whole thing. But apparently protests have resumed pertaining to their regime over there. Target has cut their profit, their profit has cut in half as inflation-weary shoppers are seeking bargains. So Target's holiday forecast, they said that they brought their forecast down. Their shares fell 17% due to it. Also, they pointed out that they did have some losses this year because of, quote, organized retail crime, end quote. So remember that whole thing where people would go into a business and then like run and grab a bunch of stuff and then run back out? So they're saying that they lost. That was the main thing that helped, that caused them to lose $400 million in extra profit. So they didn't really lose money, but in, you know, it's money, the profit they could have made. It's basically what they're trying to say. A couple other stories here for you, but first, traffic on the fives.
We do still have some slowdowns on I-10 Escambia Bay Bridge heading westbound. That's if you are heading into Pensacola from Garcon Point. It's clearing up, but definitely still seeing a little bit of some slow traffic due to an accident we had a little while ago at mile marker 17. We are seeing our everyday afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. This is going to be due to bridge construction and slow moving traffic in its typical areas in front of the Nature Preserve on 98. This is going to be as you're heading towards Gondolier Boulevard leaving Gulf Breeze. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. It's open enrollment time, and it's time to get the most for your insurance. Call Torgerson Causey today. That's 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. There's also a House committee hearing being held about the FTX collapse, featuring Bankman-Fried. I don't know if you've been following that whole ordeal, but it's pretty, it's a convoluted mess right there. And then there's Elon Musk says he was focused on reviving Tesla. What was this about? Was he's defending his pay. He got basically a $50 billion pay package. And so he was trying to defend himself, saying he was focused on helping the company. And then I saw this one here too. Buffalo and Western New York are bracing for a crippling lake effect snowstorm. In fact, I was looking on Yahoo Sports. They were saying that they could get 6 feet of snow overnight in Buffalo, which could affect them playing their game this week against the Cleveland Browns. So 6 feet of snow could be coming to the region starts tomorrow is when the snow will, they're expected to happen. Yeah, I lived in Rochester, New York for, was it 2-3 years? I think it was almost 3 years. And it's like, you know, an hour and 15 minutes away from Buffalo. I remember, I'll never forget, one morning I got home like 9:30 at night and it was just starting to like flurry. No snow on the ground yet, just starting to flurry. But then it had I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it was like 9:30 at night when I got home, just started to flurry. 5 o'clock in the morning, opened up the door to my apartment to leave, go to the gym, and there was snow up to my chest. I was like, what? What happened? Ended up being a state of emergency. It was that lake effect snow that they're about to get. It was miserable. It was like a week of just being snowed in. It was crazy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, I also saw, here the, Rocky Mountain, High, John Denver Christmas. We'll be giving away tickets to that a little bit later. We're also going to be giving away tickets to Florida State later this hour as well. So lots of things going on. Also, let me tell you about Field the Mayflower. This is the 15th year for Field the Mayflower from Mana Food Pantries. Presented by Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR, Channel 3, our TV partner, and of course us. So start collecting non-perishable food items now so you can bring them out to the 53-foot Mayflower moving van on Monday and Tuesday, November 21st and 22nd at Cordova Mall. That's the Fill the Mayflower event for Mana Food Pantries coming up soon. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio
92.3. I would like to reach out my
It's about 54 degrees tonight, right now, and it's going to continue to drop down to about the mid to low 40s tomorrow we could get near freezing temperatures, like for the low. It'll be a high still, like what it was today, maybe a little more partly cloudy. But yeah, I'll go on all the way till about Monday, it looks like. It'll be before we crack 60 degrees again. But yeah, the lows Thursday going into Friday could be near freezing temperatures. So I have seen already a couple of cold weather shelters are starting to open up around the county as well for people who might need that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and give away a Rocky Mountain High. So the Rocky Mountain High Experience, a John Denver Christmas starring Rick Shuler. And it's going to be songs like Rocky Mountain High, Sunshine on My Shoulders, Take Me Home, Country Roads, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, as well as some Christmas music like Let It Snow, Silver Bells, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and Silent Night. So if you want to check this out, it's going to be on Black Friday, November 25th. Then just text in. Let's do Texan Annie's song. Texan Annie's song. Text that into 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You text that in, and you have a chance to win a pair of tickets. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Our top trending news this hour. Starting out, I actually just got a note in here in the email. Pensacola police are having some phone issues right now. Their non-emergency phone lines apparently are down going to PPD. And they say if you can't reach their non-emergency number and need to contact somebody, you can contact the non-emergency number at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office instead to get your message to them. Prosecutors in Virginia say the suspect accused of killing three college football players shot one of those victims apparently while the man was sleeping on that bus. This information coming out today during a court hearing in Charlottesville. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. allegedly committed that act as the bus was on its way back from a field trip to the University of Virginia. Witnesses say Jones was definitely targeting certain people when he killed those three football players. Number of deaths attributed to Hurricane Ian has gone up again. The Florida District Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed the new death tolls up to 137. And Bobby, you know, we keep talking about all the catalytic converters. They just busted that big theft ring. New legislation now being introduced in Congress to combat catalytic converter thefts. Under this legislation, new vehicles would be required to have the VIN number stamped into catalytic converters. And apparently there would be some type of a grant program established to stamp the VIN onto catalytic converters in existing vehicles, too. The legislation apparently supported by automotive manufacturers, recyclers, and insurance companies.
Ah, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 is now moving smoothly throughout Pensacola, as well as the Escambia Bay Bridge is now cleared up. We do have everyday traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 Bridge. This is due to construction, and also seeing some everyday afternoon traffic on 98. This is going to be if you're leaving Pensacola or leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in front of the Nature Preserve. It is slow moving in the eastbound direction. Westbound is moving nicely. If you do see something else on the roads, call in your traffic tip to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, you know, there's a lot of things that came out during the COVID period, the pandemic period, that were labeled as misinformation. And it's amazing how many things that used to be labeled as misinformation are now finally being embraced. NBC, now the latest to embrace some other information that a lot of us have been talking about since day one. What is it? I'll tell you next, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Oh,
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there's so many things that were labeled as misinformation. And you had people like me who were covering some of these things going, it's not misinformation. I'm sharing facts. Well, I'm just sharing data. How can that be declared misinformation just because it goes against the status quo? NBC came out with a report on November 12th, the latest, to open up about the link of myocarditis to mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and the sudden deaths of young adults. They ran a report on November 12th on NBC, and now they have it on NBC Online as well. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on ESPN at 6:30 tonight, Boston Celtics against the Atlanta Hawks. And then at 9 o'clock on ESPN, the Golden State Warriors against the Phoenix Suns. And that'll be like right around 9 o'clock tonight. Then NCAA men's basketball, number 20 Michigan's playing Pitt at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. And ESPN2 has number 2 Gonzaga against number 11 Texas. NCAA football tonight, Wednesday night football on ESPN2. Eastern Michigan plays Kent State at 5 o'clock. CBS Sports Network has Miami of Ohio playing NIU at 6. And at 7 on ESPNU is Western Michigan taking on Central Michigan. There's also college women's basketball going on tonight as well. TNT has NHL hockey. The St. Louis Blues playing the Chicago Blackhawks at 6:30, and LA playing Edmonton at 9 o'clock on TNT. In sports news, the Phillies star Bryce Harper is going to have elbow surgery next week. The timetable for his return is unknown as he's having a UCL repaired. Blue Jays reportedly traded their all-star outfielder Teoscar Hernandez to the Mariners. And Virginia has canceled their final game of the season against Coastal Carolina after the shooting that killed 3 University of Virginia football players. And the New Orleans Saints are going to go ahead and stick with Andy Dalton as a quarterback. Apparently they mulled a change going back to Jameis Winston, but they decided to go ahead and stick with him. And it looks like the Indianapolis Colts are going back to Matt Ryan. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll play your CBS Sports Minute.
I-10 is moving smoothly. We do have a little bit of some slowdowns on the exit. This is going to be the exit heading eastbound, getting off at Avalon Boulevard. But on I-10, we should be good, as well as 9 Mile Road. Really nothing to slow you down. We do have slowdowns leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge due to construction, as well as Pine Forest in the southbound direction. This is going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The biggest sports story in the world isn't Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or LeBron James. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo blasted team executives from Manchester United, claiming, amongst other things, they didn't believe he missed the preseason because his daughter was in the hospital. The drama will get even more attention as Ronaldo is set to play for his home country of Portugal in the World Cup. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
All right, there you go. That is the CBS Sports Minute right there. I I wanted to get into this here a little bit about Trump. So Trump announces re-election. It's his third time running for president. Technically, by the way, I was reading something that goes, third time's a charm. He's not the first president that's tried three times. Actually, he's already tried three times. This is his fourth. You got to remember in the 80s, he tried as an independent candidate and had to drop out. He didn't get enough support. So he already tried once before as an independent candidate, and it didn't work out. That's why I heard a lot of buzz online, particularly from MAGA people that, oh, I wonder if he's going to announce the MAGA party and then run for president under the MAGA party. And I'm like, no, he's already tried as an independent, and it just didn't work. So he's not going to do that again. But just say he did. He is running for his third time. Basically, there have been other presidents who have run or were president, lost the re-election, and tried to run again. Grover Cleveland is the only one out of four who actually won re-election. So Grover Cleveland won. Martin Van Buren served as Andrew Jackson's vice president during his second term. He was elected, but then he was never as popular, so he ended up losing. He tried to run for re-election. He lost. He was beat by William Henry Harrison, who was only president for 31 days. Because remember, he got the flu when he was being inaugurated. Martin Van Buren would attempt to secure the Democrat nomination. He was passed over at the convention, so he tried again. He just was not able to get it done at all. And then finally, Theodore Roosevelt. So Teddy Roosevelt, who's a popular war hero, of course, became president, but he lost his second term. And so he tried to run a third time. Now, the thing is, when he tried to run the third time, he tried to do so as he started a new party. And he didn't get the traction he needed. So that's another thing I was looking at. Like, Trump reminds me a lot of like Theodore Roosevelt in some ways. And I could see, like, and I think he would look at what Theodore Roosevelt did when he tried to run for election for the third time, when he tried to just create his own party and it didn't work out for him. And I could see that happen. You know, that I think that's why Trump was like, no, I'll just run as Republican or not. Now, that being said, what if he doesn't win the Republican nomination in the primaries? Then what? Then would he try for a third party, the MAGA party or something like that? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And I know a lot of people think, oh, that would split the Republicans. Yeah, probably would, but I don't, it does not tell me that Trump wouldn't do it, you know? So I have no idea what he would do at that point. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Come up next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes.
Let's call right now Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, you know, we've talked before about the luck here in Escambia County when it comes to lotto winners. Maybe it's something in the water. I don't know. But it's happened again. This time, not just one, two big lotto winners here in Escambia County. Both won $50,000 in the Florida Lottery Fantasy 5. One of those winning tickets sold at the State Line gift shop up in McDavid. The other at the Publix on East Cervantes. Apparently, there was a third winner in Miami as well. All or both of those tickets worth just under $60,000.
Wow, I saw that as well. I don't know what's going on in this area here with these tickets. I don't know. Maybe did the lottery just happen to just drop off the winning ones around us all the time or something? You see this happening all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but I want to get to the bottom of this. My retirement plan depends on it.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right. It's Spence Cole right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, download our mobile app. It's News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. And it's a red app. You can't miss it. And it has our live stream on it. It has podcasts of this show, of Pep Talk with Jenna Barn, of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. It even has some news on there as well. So look for the News Radio Pensacola app in the App Store. Oh, also, it also has a feed for our sister stations as well. Cat Country 98.7, you can listen to it straight from our app. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola in the app, and you can also listen to Cat Country's Christmas playlist. Is that what it's called? Cat Country's? Yeah. All I know is it's Christmas music. That's what I know. So all that is on there as well. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. We're checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes, not showing any delays. On Highway 90, we are looking good, except for the bridge. If you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect some slowdowns due to construction. 98, we are seeing our everyday afternoon slowdowns, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, as well as getting into Windhaven Beach from Mary Esther 98 heading westbound. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up here in about a minute and a half. First, I want to share this. If you've heard me talking about our society in the past, you know that one of my big complaints about our culture, about our just the way we communicate with one another, particularly politically, but not just politically. One of my biggest complaints is that we've all become kind of like we're in a WWE wrestling skit. You know, we don't talk to each other civilly. In fact, we celebrate clapping back. We celebrate somebody slamming somebody else, you know, and a lot of this is driven by the media. I mean, you read the headlines of the media, Governor DeSantis slams, you know, it'd be stuff like that. Nancy Pelosi blasts Republicans. You know, it's all these high intensity words that sounds like you're reading a script from WWE and not how a civil society would talk to each other. And I said, so I don't know what it is, why WWE's leaked into our culture where we all feel like that's the way we talk to each other. That's not normal. That high drama and this bashing each other and the clapping back and blah, blah, blah. However, it might not be WWE. Jerry Springer was on a podcast last week called Behind the Velvet Rope, and he was talking about his contribution to society. And he says, I just apologize. I'm so sorry. What have I done? I've ruined the culture. Jerry Springer says that he's the one that probably ruined the culture. He goes on and says, I just hope hell isn't that hot because I burn really easily. I'm very light complected, and that kind of worries me. Jerry, I didn't think about that. Yeah. This all started back with Jerry Springer, probably not wrestling. It's just wrestling is like the environment that I see like, well, that's fake. That's made up. You know, that's a made up fictional story that's happening on TV with these wrestlers that they're playing out where they the way they insult each other and then clap back at each other and stuff like that. That's a fictional thing. Well, Jerry Springer brought that to real life. He found real life situations like that, brought it to the television screen, and whole generation or two grew up with that. So it might be right. He might be the one that ruined the culture. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
As if we aren't lazy enough already, new battery-powered shoes will make you walk 250% faster. A tech startup in Pittsburgh is starting new battery-powered shoes that will help you walk faster. They basically look like roller skates, so you walk normal, but the skate will actually roll on its own, so you don't have to do like a regular roller skate thing. So you just walk normal. It's just while you're walking, the wheels are rolling and pushes you further. So basically, your strides are much longer. So weird.